Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Raider Rap. I'm very excited for this show today as I finally, after a year and a half, tracked down the girls' gymnastics team at Northfield High School. We are pre-recording this interview. I did this interview earlier this week at the gymnastics club. I grabbed the girls as they were practicing. Pretty good numbers here, especially with the youth program as well. The youth program is here at the gymnastics club, so good to see the youth of the community getting involved with gymnastics. That shows good health for the sport. So when they get to be these girls' age and participate in varsity program should be going well. But today I'm going to be speaking with Zoe Ingersoll and Casey Mulkey. They are the captains on this gymnastics team. We'll also do an interview with head coach Leanne Fricke right after this as well. So it's a gymnastics Raider Wrap here this morning. First off, I'm going to bring them on right now as I've got them sitting right across from me, Casey and Zoe. Girls, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Zoe?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Doing good. All right. Girls, I guess the first thing I want to ask is, I'll ask this to you, Casey. Can you go ahead and tell me just how the gymnastics team has done so far this season?
So far, I think we're doing pretty well. We still have a couple weeks left and trying to get the score up more.
Zoe, what would you say has been one of the biggest surprises of the gymnastics team this season?
Well, most seasons we'll work on our form more, but this year we've been getting new skills all the way up until this week. We're still working new skills to perfect them, get more things in our routine so all of our routines can start at a 10-0.
So you guys have had two coaches, I'm sure, in your time with Melissa Bernhardt, Stager, then Leanne Fricke taking over last year. What would you say is the different styles or the differences between the two in a positive way when it comes to coaching style? Do they coach different? Do they coach the same? How does that work? Zoe, we'll ask you.
I think they coach the same in different ways, though. Melissa's more motivational and gets working harder on you, and Leanne more just tells you directly, like, you need to do this, and this is when you need to do it.
Got it. Guys, what would you say is the aspect or whatever that got you involved in gymnastics? I'll ask you both this question. Casey, we'll start with you. What made you want to be involved in gymnastics?
Oh, you get the adrenaline going, and then just being with the team, it's in all the girls.
Okay. Zoe, same question. What made you want to get involved in gymnastics?
The family aspect for sure, and I really like how no matter what we're on, for our team at least, we're all 100% for each other and just want everyone to improve.
Okay. Coming into this season, what aspect of your program, is there a specific event or maybe an all-around something? What was your goal coming into this season? Zoe, back to you.
Last year, we didn't make it as far as we could have with injuries, so I think this year our goal was just to come in with more depth and to show everyone that we aren't backing down. Even though we had a couple of years away, we're still just as much of a contender for state.
Good. Casey, same question, and I'll go back to Zoe too, but how about personal goal when you coming in, a personal goal you wanted to achieve or work on this season?
I think for me, on bars, mm-hmm. I was really trying to just get all the new skills I could. Greatest bars last year, so everyone as a team is just seeing hours and hours on bars every day.
Okay, Zoe, individually or personally, a goal you wanted to accomplish this year?
I was recovering from an injury at the beginning of the season, so just fully recovering and then working really hard on floor. It's my biggest thing because that's where I strive the best.
That's good. Again, we're speaking with Zoe Ingersoll and Casey Mulkey from the girls' gymnastics team. We're doing this interview earlier in the week because I had to catch them at practice because they always have meets on Saturday, a la this Saturday as well. Girls, I want to talk a little bit more about the season up to this point and some of the competition that you guys have faced against. What are some of the? Can you talk about some of the other programs that you go up against and kind of what they bring to the table? And is there a favorite team that you guys like to compete against? And this could be, there's no wrong answer here. Casey, we'll start with you.
Owatonna is our biggest rival. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their score has always been a bit above ours.
A personal favorite, or is Owatonna your personal favorite too? You like?
We really like competing against them because mm-hmm. we know their head coach really well, Tom Smith, mm-hmm. and we love him. And our team is a lot like ours. They're like family and they have a lot of fun.
Okay, Zoe, would you echo that sentiment, Owatonna? Is there other teams that you maybe like to compete against too, or is Owatonna the one?
Mainly just Owatonna. We're mm-hmm. really close with their team. In fact, we usually practice there in the summer, so it's just fun to get together and have such high stakes for the competition and having that adrenaline, and then also just going out there and cheering for the other team because no matter what happens, all you can do is your best.
You know, you mentioned a good point. Do you what is the training like or the commitment like in the off season? Do you girls come here to the gymnastics club and continuously work? Is it just stop at the end of the season and move on to something else? Talk about out of season what that training is like, Casey.
We try to, so we find other places to go mm-hmm. so we can, some girls go to Rosemont too.
Okay. Zoe, you get the tough question. Can you explain a gymnastics meet and how that works?
Well, we'll start with our march in and we'll play the national anthem. And then the JV and varsity will both go to an event to cheer for each other, but only one of them will compete at that event. Usually when it's home, we'll start on JV vault, and then we go to the next event, which is usually bars, or it depends on where we are and how it goes. But so the JV and varsity will go, and then we just keep switching.
All right. What events do you guys do for the team? Casey, right back to you.
Everything usually, okay. As long as I'm not injured or sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Zoe, same question.
I compete beam, bars, or beam, vault, and floor, just not bars.
Okay, just not bars. All right. And is there a favorite event that you guys like to do? I know, like Casey, you mentioned all of them. Zoe, you mentioned that you do a few. But is there one of those events that you're either the best in or you enjoy the most? Zoe will ask you that question.
I enjoy floor the most. My routine's just really fun this year, and I get into it with my team, and we interact, and we just always laugh and have fun during it. So that's my favorite event.
What is the song? Would we know the song you played when you're doing your floor routine?
It's a old college routine music, but in the middle of it, it sounds like someone's calling you, so the iPhone ringtone comes on, and then I'll like look at the judge holding a phone and being confused, and so, yeah.
Nice. Casey, same question, your favorite event?
I'd say vault is my favorite event because I really just having the power and running as fast as you can.
All right. Girls, what were the goals and expectations that were set for the team this season? What are you guys trying to accomplish? Zoe, back to you.
Well, for the team, we wanted to make sure we just showed off what we had. And personally, I wanted to just give it all I have. I only have 2 years left, and I just wanted to give everything I had.
Casey, same question. Some of the goals, expectations before the season started when you talked with the team and what you wanted to accomplish this year.
With Paul and Melissa coming back to help coaches this year, we just show them that back down at all.
And then just a final question, girls. What is the best part about being a part of the gymnastics program? And Casey, we'll go back to you.
Team all the time.
Camaraderie?
Yeah.
Okay. Zoe, same question?
Yeah, I'd have to second that. I mean, on the weekends, it'll be Saturday and we won't have a meet. We'll be like, does anyone want to hang out? Yeah. And then the next Sunday, we're like, okay, do you guys want to hang out? Like, I miss you. So I think I don't think we've had a team as close as this in years. And I just really appreciate it. There hasn't been any team drama or anything. So just the closeness of it all, I'm really appreciating.
That's very good. Well, girls, I thank you so much for taking some time. Good luck the rest of the season. We really appreciate it. Glad to finally get to come down and talk with you guys and get you. I recap your results every Saturday, but it's fun to get to talk to you and get it from your point of view, the actual team. So I appreciate it so much. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for coming
out. Zoe Ingersoll and Casey Mulkey from the girls' gymnastics team. We're going to take a quick break and be right back right after this.